from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Big read coming on the economy today.
Yeah, it was a pretty quiet start to markets actually in business yesterday. That US markets were shut for the 4th of July holiday, and that seems to have sort of infiltrated its activity across other markets. But so yes, focus this week shifting to a couple of eagerly anticipated events today. We've got the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, their quarterly survey of business opinion. It's important, Mike. We've got, it's for a start, it's the collection of all of the survey for the whole 3 months. And we have other high frequency data like the ANZ Business Outlook and the Westpac Regional Conference, those sorts of things. But this one will potentially feed into the Reserve Bank's monetary policy review, which is next week. So it's sort of the last major data release prior to that. And hopefully, or presumably, the last important piece of that sort of jigsaw puzzle that goes into that OCR decision. I think focus, as expected, will be on things like labour market tightness, inflation expectations, any insight into supply chain issues, things like that. Look, we know from those other confidence surveys that I've talked about that confidence looks pretty shot, so it'd be very interesting to see how that comes out. And then across the Tasman today as well, we've got the latest update on the cash rate from the Reserve Bank of Australia. Now, you might recall they were sitting pretty quiet on raising their cash rate. You know, the RBNZ was getting on with it and pushing our interest rates up, which pushed wholesale rates up, pushed our mortgage rates up. But the RBA wasn't having a bar of it until it did, when they unexpectedly put their cash rate up 50 basis points at the last meeting. So, look, just as a reminder, we're at 2%, but at the moment the cash rate across the Tasman is 0.85%. Recent data suggests that they too, like the RBNZ, sort of need to get going, push their cash rate up to a more neutral setting. They had a big unexpected jump in building consents yesterday, a lot higher than expected. So we're looking for 50 basis point rise across there today. That's pretty much a consensus view. I think there is an outlier at 0.75, but I'd go 50. The governor over there recently confirmed that it would be 25 or 50. So we'll see what happens today, and we'll report back on all that tomorrow morning.
Very good indeed. And speaking of Australia, what's going on with Sky City?
Yeah, Sky City yesterday announced to the market that an independent review will take place at Sky City Adelaide. Now, this will be undertaken by South Australia's gaming regulator. It's part of a bigger picture, a sort of a broader Australian inquiry into what is described as systemic failings of the casino industry. Now, in South Australia, my understanding is that Sky City's Adelaide Casino is the only licensed operation. So if there are failings in South Australia, it's only in one place. Not immaterial for Sky City. It's their second biggest property in their portfolio, although still dwarfed in terms of earnings by the biggest earner, that is Auckland. It's not the first regulatory skirmish that Adelaide has had. AUSTRAC, which is the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, highlighted about a year ago potential serious non-compliance into counter-terrorism and money laundering rules. The NZX 50 actually had a pretty good day yesterday, Mike. It was up over 100 points, over 1%, and Air New Zealand Tourism Holdings, they were big winners yesterday, up for, just over 5% and 3.4% respectively. But Sky City did react quite negatively to this news. It was down 4.1%.
Right, what are the other numbers?
Well, the US market's still closed, so they were up 1%, just on generally about 1% on Friday, so no trading overnight. Overnight, the FTSE 100 7232 was up 64.89%. The Nikkei 26,154, which was also up about 0.8%. Shanghai Composite up 0.53%, closing at 3405. And for the record, the ASX 200 was up 73 points yesterday, 1.1%, closing at 6,612. And the NZX 50 closed at 10,862. As I said, just over 1% gain on the currencies. Kiwi dollar flirting, Mike. It's still flirting with 62 cents, 0.6207, 0.9045 against the Aussie, 0.5956 with the euro, 0.5130 against the pound, 84.22 Japanese yen, gold $1,806.65, and Brent crude a little bit weaker, $113.50.
Yeah, have a great day. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.